A few years back, I put a new binary trigger in my AR. If you don't know what that is, it basically makes your gun shoot faster. And it's awesome. I mean, the thing is smoking. I can go through 30 rounds in about 3 seconds. But it's only because of that trigger. So my question for you today is, what sets you off? What's your trigger? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Hope you had a great Easter. Ours was amazing. Church was off the hook. It was phenomenal. Packed out. And yes, I think next year we're going to have to go to 2 services. We've been growing so much, which is awesome. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And why not? All of a sudden, it seems lately I got a lot of haters. Bring it. Let me hear what you have to say. It's been quite a couple of weeks, and I'm glad I can laugh at it. It doesn't bother me, but we have our How to Be a Man class on Tuesday nights, and this coming Tuesday is How to Make Your Wife Submissive, How to Create a Submissive Wife. I posted a video, and it blew up. I mean, and I knew it would. I know, women and men, who is this archaic, caveman? Mental blah, blah, it's just great. I don't know why stuff like that doesn't bother me. I'm sure glad it doesn't. I know some people would lose their mind, lose sleep, maybe even get nauseous. I literally post it and can't wait to come back in 20 minutes or 30 minutes and read the comments. But anyway, it got me thinking about what's your trigger? What triggers you? I really always try to understand my reactions, and I try to then work on those so that I can respond rather than react. This is something I'm big on. I've actually traveled the country and given talks on, the power of response versus the power of reaction. But what's your trigger? And you might go, Garth, what exactly do you mean by trigger? Well, triggers are known as emotional or mental health triggers. They're stimulus, like memories, objects, things, places, or people that spark an intense negative of emotion or emotions. And in fact, these triggers, they can lead to a sudden and often disproportionate emotional response compared to the stimulus. You don't get to put all of your feelings away like you do your Christmas ornaments, and then when you have time, go through them whenever you want to. They just pop up, right? Like a change in the weather, or an unseen pothole when you're not driving and looking, or even like a shooting star, just out of nowhere, wham, you get hit. And it can unbuckle an avalanche of emotions. That's what a trigger is. We've all been triggered. We all have triggers. One of my favorite quotes is to have a mind like water. And it basically means to have a mind that responds to things like water. What do I mean? Water always responds appropriately. You never just drop a pebble into a pond and it produces a tidal wave, right? That would be freakish. That would be almost supernatural or miraculous. No, you drop a pebble into a pond and it just goes bloop, and there are a couple, ripples. And when you see a boulder topple down a hill and crashes into a lake, it doesn't ripple. It doesn't just go splash. No, it looks like a bomb going off when it hits that water. See, water always responds appropriately. So do you have a mind like water? I'm working on it. I'd like to think at almost 60, I'm a lot better than when I was 18. And I am, but it's still a work in progress. So how do you find out your triggers? Well, it's easiest to look in the past and ask yourself, what are the things that cause that unplanned emotional wash, where you feel your mental makeup just become flooded with uncontrollable feelings, sometimes causing an outburst, not always, but many times this is when you look back on your life and you figure out, what was that trigger from that made me just, my face became flush, I wanted to react. I wanted to say something. I wanted to run. I wanted to hide. I wanted to yell. I wanted to act out in anger. It's easiest first to look in the past rather than wait for them to pop up. And then after the fact go, oh, that was a trigger. Look, Psalm 139:23 says this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." This is David asking God to look into his life and find his anxious thoughts, his triggers, to see what might cause him to react. In fact, he says, test me. Show me my anxious thoughts. Show me my triggers. But why? Because in verse 24, he clearly states, because I wanted to see if there's any offensive way in me. Is there anything that will trigger me to do something stupid or say something stupid or react in a way that wouldn't make God look good? Look, social media is a hotbed of triggers. I mean, it doesn't matter what you post. I like puppies. Oh, so you hate cats? I didn't say that. I just said I like puppies. But you kind of get the idea, right? And it's easy to post your trigger-happy reaction when no one is in front of you. But the point is this. As followers of Christ, we need to make sure we don't just do what Jesus did, but that we respond the way Jesus responded. Thus, Father, search my heart. Find my triggers. Test me. Show me what my triggers are so that I can give them to you and not be offensive to the world. Ultimately, we want to build a bridge. And yes, there are going to be people who always respond negatively, no matter what we post. But it doesn't keep us from asking God to show us what our triggers are. Hey, Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.